What have you done?
Yet again we arrive to witness this monster's aftermath.
I will not tolerate this any longer, Marcus. Your brother must be stopped.
It ends tonight.
We must move quickly before they turn.
Is he still here?
Yes. Victor, you must not be harmed.
I gave you my word, did I not?
But William must be controlled.
Burn the bodies! Search the outbuilding! Marcus! Stay with me.
Give me the torch.
They're turning!
You need my help!
I need you alive. If you die, we all die. Now go! Go!
Men,
find Amelia.
Amelia, we found William.
Come on.
Marcos! He was not to be harmed. Place him in my charge as we agreed, or you will pay for your deceit.
And you will learn your place. Your sympathy for this beast is foolish. Your brother is entirely beyond control. It will be done my way.
You know well the consequences if you murder me. Or William.
If you so much as speak his name again, you will have chosen that future for him.
What is thy will, my lord?
Imprisonment for all time. Far from you.
For 6 centuries, I was a loyal soldier of the vampire clan. But I was betrayed. The war was not as it had seemed. In one night, the lies that had united our kind had been exposed. Craven, our second in command, had formed a secret alliance with Lucian, ruler of the werewolf clan, to overthrow Victor, our leader. But Craven's lust for power and domination had failed. Victor was not the savior I had been led to believe. He had betrayed us all. Soon the hunt will be on for his killer. I have but one ally left. Michael, the human descendant of Corvinus. Neither vampire nor lycan, but a hybrid. It's only a matter of time before we're found. My only hope now is to awaken Marcus, our last remaining elder, and expose the truth before Craven tries to murder him while he's still in hibernation. Craven knows he's no match for him awake.
Lycans been dead for weeks.
The lycans went back to their human form when they die.
They do. This one's been given a serum to stop regression so it can be studied.
How can you tell? Not quite your department, I guess.
I just killed them. Don't pay much attention to their anatomy.
How long can we stay here?
Not long. These safe houses are all linked together on one mainframe with motion sensors revealing which ones are active. Someone could have picked us up already.
It's only about an hour until daylight. Can you even make it back to the mansion before sunrise?
Just.
Okay, let's get what we need and go.
No. I'm going alone.
Open it.
Blood memories of this wretched creature have shown me that your treachery knows no bounds.
My lord, I can explain.
Why would I listen to your lies when the journey to the truth is so much sweeter?
You'll go before Victor and tell him exactly what I tell you to.
You just concentrate on your part.
Please, I can assist you.
Well, you already have.
If I complete my case, there's a chance you'll be granted sanctuary. Right now, you'll be killed on sight. I'm not prepared to risk it.
So what am I supposed to do, sit here and wait for you?
No, Graven may still have his men with him. You're not going alone.
You're not as strong as you might think.
What?
Michael, you're unique. There's never been a hybrid before. However ambivalent you might feel about it, the truth is your powers could be limitless. You depend on blood. You need to feed. Without it, you'll be growing weaker by the second. Use the time for that.
Jesus Christ. And what if I don't? What if I can't?
Normal food could be lethal. If you don't anticipate your cravings, you will attack humans. And believe me, you don't want that on your conscience. There really is no going back, Michael. I'm sorry.
Look, I understand what you did. I'm grateful. You saved my life. I wasn't ready to die. I don't know. Everything's changed. I probably need just a minute to make it all fit in my head. It's a lot to process all at once. Look, go. I'll be here. You just make sure you come back.
Thank you.
innocent who witnessed. They've been silenced.
But otherwise unharmed, as ordered.
Show me what you have.
Yes, sir. Two death dealers were killed. We found no lichen bodies. Apparently they were using a new kind of ammunition, some sort of UV round.
Amelia?
No one survived. It seems Craven's men might have been present, but they did nothing to prevent it.
And Victor? Trace of Marcus amongst the ashes.
It seems he destroyed his own coven, sir.
It was never his coven.
Budapesti kórház tanulmányosan nem található, és azt hihető, hogy kapcsolatban áll bűnözekkel, akik egymással hangzottak a területeken az állapotban. Az egyre többször elhangzó dolgozítása tőlem is a megbeszélés helyzet
now.
Michael, you'll die. Can you move? We need to go.
Michael.
you done, Selene?
Victor deserved his fate, and Craven was no better.
Craven has already reaped the rewards of his own misdeeds. And Victor... Victor deserved his fate many times over. A terrible business, the slaying of your family. Yet so much effort was spent to conceal this matter from me. What do you suppose Victor had to hide? Or perhaps it is you, Selene. As the last of your wretched family, who has something to hide.
Okay. He's a hybrid, isn't he?
Yes.
He wanted this. Why?
I don't know. But we have another problem.
Turn off up here. All right, get down. Keep your foot on the gas and stay down!
Thank you.
Give me your hand. Jesus Christ.
There's really no need.
Be right back.
Tell me.
sun setting. What's wrong?
The supplies were taken, used weapons were left behind.
But the tavern events occurred just before dawn, so they couldn't have got very far.
Remain airborne for the moment. I'm sure they'll reappear.
Good time.
Yes, sir.
I've seen this before when I was a child. I've held it when it was open like this.
How's that possible?
I don't know. But I know someone that might.
Andreas Tannen. He's the official historian of the covers.
He fell from favor after documenting what Victor considered malicious lies. Of course, as it turns out, he's probably telling the truth.
What happened to him?
He was exiled over 300 years ago.
300 years? What makes you think we're going to find him now?
I was the one who exiled him.
To be. More like a prison now. Tannis has been hiding there since Victor's order. Could be the first people he's seen in centuries. That's odd.
What?
I don't remember this gate being here before. Take this.
Thank you. I knew it was you, Celine. The stench of Victor's blood still lingers in your veins.
Tanis, I see your aim hasn't improved.
You haven't changed. You don't scare me, Celine.
Well, we're going to have to work on that. We need to talk. Your exile seems a bit more comfortable than I remember.
That is a vampire of Lycan bodyguards.
A gift from a most persuasive client.
Lucian.
Why would Lucian want to protect you?
Because he was trading with them. UV rounds. How long have you been in the business of killing your own kind?
I've done what's necessary to survive. My decision was made easy the day your precious Victor betrayed me.
Betrayal was something he did very well. Victor's dead. I killed him.
You killed Victor? No, I think not. Oh, unless you've learned the truth. Ah. So your eyes are finally open. Isn't it interesting how the truth is even harder to absorb than light? You know, I tried to stop him, of course. Travesty, committing such a horrible crime. And then turning you. That was too much to take. My protest of why he put me here. Careful with that, dear. Makes a terrible bang. Open the blades and they're active.
Good to know. Victor put you here for a reason, but I doubt it was because you had moral qualms. What do you know?
Very little of anything, I'm afraid.
Oh. Well, then perhaps I'm mistaken and there's no use for you at all.
Marcus was after this. Why?
Some history is based on truth, and others on deception. Victor was not the first of our kind, as you were led to believe. He was once human, the ruler of these lands. Marcus, he's the one. The source. The first true vampire.
So the legend is true.
Toward the end of his ruthless life, when the next breath meant more to Victor than silver or gold, Marcus came with an offer, a reprieve from sickness and death, immortality. And in return, Victor was to use his army turned immortal to help him.
To do what?
To defeat the very first werewolves, a dangerous and infectious breed. Created by Marcus's own flesh and blood. His twin brother, William. But these weren't the Lycans we know. Disgusting, though your brethren may be, they at least are evolved. Now these were raging monsters. Never able to take human form again. It is only later generations that learned to channel their rage. And William's appetite for destruction and rampage was insatiable. He had to be stopped. And so once Victor's army was turned, the legions of vampires under his control tracked down and destroyed the animals. Then captured William and locked him away. Victor's prisoner for all time.
Why let him live?
For the very same reason that Victor never conspired against Marcus. Fear. He was warned that should Marcus ever be killed, all those in his bloodline would follow him to the grave.
So in Victor's mind, William's death would mean the end for all Lycans. His slaves.
Yes. Yes, a clever deception. But one Victor was hardly willing to put to the test. And so Marcus was protected at all costs. Ah, yes, here we are.
Vampires?
Mortals. Men loyal to Alexander Corvinus. The father of us all.
What's this?
You should know. It's William's prison. The prison your father was commissioned to build.
So you've been the one keeping a watch over this for me, have you? I've been searching everywhere for this, my darling.
What is it? What's wrong?
She now understands why her family was killed.
But that was many years later.
The Winter of Lucian's escape. Your father knew too much. Or too much for Victor to risk. Especially when Lucian had the key to William's cell.
And I'm the map.
Yes. The only one still living who has seen its location. Well, Victor realized he'd be too young to remember explicitly, but Marcus knows that the memory, and therefore the exact location of William's prison, is hidden away in your blood.
Why is Marcus looking for him now? After all this time?
That I cannot answer. But I do know someone who could stop him. Perhaps I could arrange a meeting in exchange for your discretion. Of course.
Of course.
You seem anxious. Why do you flee the very sight of me? Please. Sit. There's no need for this to be unpleasant. I've always rather enjoyed your company. Now you're being rude.
Sorry.
Victor struck two keys. What do you know of them?
Keys? I don't know of any keys.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes, those keys.
Yes.
Well, one was kept in plain sight. Draped around his daughter's neck. Right there for you to see.
And the other?
Kept with Victor at all times.
Where?
Within him. Beneath the flesh. Perhaps I could arrange a meeting. Go to Pier 17. Ask for Lorenz Macaro.
Brave enough to set me up.
Très passé. Sortez de la voiture que je vois vos mains.
On est ici pour voir Lorenz Macaro.
Sortez de la voiture doucement pour voir vos mains.
Vous allez voir mes mains alors?
You can go.
You're familiar with this, then?
Intimately.
You're Alexander Corvinus.
There was a time that I was known by that name. By any name, I am still your forefather.
How have you stayed hidden all these years?
For centuries I've stood by and watched the havoc my sons have wrought upon each other and upon humanity. Not the legacy I prayed for the morning I watched them enter this world. And a tiresome duty. Keeping the war contained, cleaning up the mess. Hiding my family's unfortunate history.
Couldn't you have stopped it?
Yes.
Could you kill your own sons?
You know what Marcus will do. If he finds me, he finds William's prison. You need to help us stop him.
You are asking me to help you kill my son? You? A death dealer? How many innocents did you kill in the 6th century quest to avenge your family? Spare me your self-righteous declarations. You are no different from Marcus, and even less noble than William. At least he cannot control his savagery.
Anything I've done can be laid at your feet. Hundreds of thousands have died because of your inability to accept that your sons are monsters. That they create monsters. You could have stopped all of this.
Do not come groveling to me simply because you are weaker than your adversary.
You know the devastation William caused before he was captured. He cannot be set free.
Thank you.
match for him.
Safe now.
Hello, Father.
You are unwelcome in my presence.
Ah. The predictable heart that never falls. Pity it beats within such a fool. The eldest of the immortals.
Yet you have made no attempt to seize your destiny.
We are oddities of nature, you and I.
Nothing more! This is a world for humanity.
And that petty sentiment explains why you rejected your sons. Why you stood by for over half a millennium as William suffered alone in darkness? No, Father. I have no respect for your petty sentiment. Victor's key. Where is it?
Whatever plan you have for William is futile. You cannot control your brother.
Oh, I am stronger now. and our bond is greater than you have ever wanted to acknowledge.
You're wrong. Soon you'll be drowning in lichens, just like before.
We're not lichens, Father. Or vampires. A new race, created in the image of their maker. Their new god. Me. And the true God. Has no father.
No!
Please, sir, let us help you.
The time has come, my friend. Find the girl. Bring her to me.
No, wait, wait! If you want Marcus, you'll need Alexander's help.
Don't leave him here.
Get the pendant?
Yes.
He's too powerful for you alone.
You are the only one older than he is. The only one stronger. You could have killed him yourself.
No matter what he's become, he is my son. You are the last hope left. There is only one way to defeat him. Quickly now, before there is no more legacy left in my veins.
What will I become?
The future.
getting close.
I don't see a way inside.
There used to be a river entrance just there. It must be submerged now.
Looks like we're getting wet.
Brother, it's me. I'd no sooner harm you than myself.
Which way? Is this it?
already here. Nothing.
Let's go.
We're too late. There's never been a hybrid before. Your powers could be limitless.
Went right through there.
All we have are UV rounds. They won't take him down.
No, but they'll slow him down.
You all right?
Thank you.
weren't the Lycans we know. These were raging monsters, unable to take human form ever again.
Yeah! I knew Victor made a mistake by keeping you as a pet. He should have killed you with the rest of your family.
An unknown chapter lies ahead. The lines that have divided the clans have now been blurred. Chaos and infighting are inevitable. All that is certain is that darkness is still ahead. But for now, for the first time, I look into the light with new hope.
smoke and arrogance. But now I know. So you will not get away with it again. I'm dissonant. Those hollow.